classic chicken noodle soup, one of the all-time comfort foods. We eat it to nurse a cold or pair it with a simple sandwich for a satisfying meal. But making chicken noodle soup from scratch can take all day. We wanted a simple recipe, but we wanted to make it the old-fashioned way, starting with a whole chicken rather than cheating with store-bought broth. We began by cutting the chicken into small pieces that could be browned in batches. We reserved some of the skimmed fat from the stock to sauté aromatics and carrots for the soup, and we added in tender chicken breast pieces that had already been poached in our stock. With a final sprinkling of chopped parsley, our chicken noodle soup was complete. Rich, homemade broth, moist pieces of chicken, tender vegetables, and perfectly cooked noodles. Believe it or not, that is the first recipe you'll find, in the complete America's Test Kitchen TV show cookbook. Wow. Every recipe from the hit TV show with product ratings and a look behind the scenes. Incredible. That's the subtitle. I like to cook. I don't love to cook, but I do like to cook. And I like to listen to WBAA's cooking program. So when I discovered our library, I had purchased this huge book, more on that shortly, recently published by America's Test Kitchen. I had to give it a look and a read and a use. I think you'll enjoy hearing about it as much as I did reading it. And by the way, you really should try out some of the recipes while you're at it as well. The breadth of cooking in these pages is capacious, and true to its title, this is a recipe book that focuses on classic Middle American cuisine, from the chicken noodle soup that starts out this cavalcade of deliciousness, through baked bread stuffing, green bean casserole, pan-seared scallops, steaked Diane, and stir-fried beef and broccoli. Many different foods, many different cultures populate these pages. This is an American Test Kitchen. There's even a recipe for my ancestral city's Cincinnati chili. And yes, if you're a Cincinnati chili fan, you too will know that the recipe is probably more Gold Star recipe than my favorite Skyline. But still, it's Cincinnati chili, and it gets a real... But still, it's Cincinnati chili, and it gets a favorable nod from me for that alone. Speaking of American food choices, there is a whole chapter that takes us not only into chili, but into the land of tuna salads, grilled cheese sandwiches, meat loaves, burgers, and, of course, mac and cheese. And proud Hoosiers ought to be delighted to know that pork recipes outdistance those for beef by quite a ways. Only chicken can count more index references than pork when it comes to recipes in this book. And indeed, there's even a chapter titled Pork Chops Every Day. This isn't an Indiana book. I don't know what is. And this being a book by America's Test Kitchen, we find scattered throughout taste tests of various commercially canned and frozen concoctions as well, and recommendations for the best type of cookware to utilize. But why do I tie a WBAA radio broadcast to this book? Because if you're a regular listener to that weekend cooking show, you'll know that the host and often their guest cooks will reference America's Test Kitchen in their conversations, and sometimes they include staff from America's Test Kitchen on the show. So, if you're a fan, you really ought to check out this popular title as well. And complete this book is, as I mentioned before, it is huge. It is heavy, pushing 1,000 pages with lots of photos, many in black and white, and a good number in color, too, and quite readable commentary. We'll do a little bit more reading for you here shortly. Plenty of how-to and a fair sprinkling of why, and here's what we most enjoy sections. It's not quite a read a la Julia Child or MFK Fisher or Jamie Oliver, but it's certainly not a dry read either. This is a book. You can pick it up. You can start in a chapter you think you're going to enjoy, and you'll find yourself just going page after page after page going, really should try that. And there are a good number of sidebars. where the editors peel back the curtain and lets us have a glimpse of the personalities and the work that goes into making the TV show. For instance, on page 605, you got to page through quite a bit to get here, but it's worth it. Adam's Equipment Hall of Shame, where Adam and the equipment, Adam, who is their prize equipment tester, takes us behind the scenes to tell us about a quesadilla maker, a shrimp butler, thermometer fork, alligator chopper, and a banana hanger that he thinks, as he writes about that banana hanger in particular, sounds good, but we found no difference in the ripening time between hanging bananas and simply letting them sit on the counter. Finally, it's the little extras that set this cookbook apart from its many, many, many rivals. Cookbooks still sell and certainly circulate very well in your local public library. Thank you very much. And it makes this book a must-read if you're at all into cooking. Cooking is fun. It's a useful skill to hone. But so is eating what you've cooked. So whether you're interested in making some real corn-infused cornbread, or longing perhaps for some roasted root vegetables, as we get a little bit later into the fall and winter, that will come to the fore, you'll get a quick spur to your cooking and your eating enthusiasm with each recipe's opening, Why This Recipe Works. Read a little bit on that chicken noodle soup on, for instance, from Why This Recipe Works. A note that starts each one, it's colloquial, chatty, and informative, telling the reader why America's Test Kitchen staff urge you to try that particular recipe. Truly, this is a cookbook for all seasons that you and I will return to again and again and again, and with 1,000 pages, a whole bunch of agains. Give you or your friend's arm muscles a workout. Give your inner culinary eye a treat and pick up this book and give it a read. I don't think you'll be disappointed. You can literally turn to just about any page. Perhaps you'll find the most interesting recipes in the at the end, where we delve into coconut cream pie and chocolate cream pie and lemon tarts, or perhaps this one, fresh fruit tart with pastry cream. As the book tells us, fresh fruit tarts usually offer little substance beyond their dazzling beauty, with rubbery or institutionalized pudding fillings, soggy crusts, and underripe, flavorless fruit. We set out to create a buttery, crisp crust filled with rich, lightly sweetened pastry cream topped with fresh, glistening fruit. We started our classic tart dough as the crust and baked it until it was golden brown. We then filled the tart with pastry cream. For the fruit, we chose a combination of kiwi, which we peeled and sliced into half moons, raspberries, and blueberries. We found that it was important not to wash the berries, as washing causes them to bruise and bleed, and it makes for a less than attractive tart. The finishing touch, a drizzle with a jelly glaze for a glistening presentation. Well, if you want to make that fresh fruit tart with pastry cream and not wash your fruit, that's different, I hope you'll give this book a try. It's full of exciting recipes. I'll read the complete title along with the subtitle for you. The Complete America's Test Kitchen TV Show Cookbook. Every recipe from the hit TV show with product ratings and a look behind the scenes. The title alone is a grabber, isn't it? Hope you pick it up. Hope you use it to make some delicious food for yourself and for those you love, or just some folks you want to invite over. It's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including, naturally, the West Lafayette Public Library.